like to answer a lot of questions.
Will Allen is an urban farmer based in Milwaukee. A former University of Miami basketball player, Allen is now the CEO of Growing Power, a company that builds community food systems, systems that provide local and affordable food for residents in the community. In his talk to students and community members at Indiana University's Hilltop Garden and Nature Center, Allen talked about the simplicity and sustainability of small aquaponics operations. Allen's company, Growing Power, uses aquaponics, the method of growing crops and fish together in a recirculating system, to grow tilapia, yellow perch, and various greens. Allen said Growing Power's aquaponics system replicates a clean stream and lets nature do the work for them, and said anyone can start a small aquaponics operation. Afterwards, Allen toured and critiqued the Hilltop Garden Center's gardens and greenhouses. Allen praised the group's raised garden beds, wood chip paths, and more.
Compost on top of these?
Yeah, I would just add some compost. Because your beds are really nice. You know, digging down gives you the impression that you're...
I think it'll naturally evolve, because it is. Evolving all over the country. What's happening here is I see all over the country in terms of student gardens like this. I like this one because they follow some of the principles that I use in terms of the raised beds. We, of course, use our own compost to build those beds up, but the same thing. You want to get away from excessive moisture. We're having a lot of flooding issues, and this is one way for us to get away from the flooding issues by raising up, and you avoid that issue. I mean, farming inside cities is nothing new. I mean, it's been done in Europe and Africa and countries like that forever. People have been growing food inside cities. And even back in the Victory Gardens when people were growing, the best case scenario is for people to grow this in their backyard, maybe on a smaller scale, but the same concept of being able to raise a percentage of their own food using these kind of methods by not using chemicals. This is great training ground for young people. As you can see, young people are gravitating toward this type of farming rather than going out in a rural community and when it's 30 degrees and you're pulling carrots out of the ground in October, it's snowing, it's raining, the wind is at 35 miles an hour. I don't think that's so attractive to young people. But aquaponics and being able to farm like this and being able to farm in a communal setting with others is because it's pretty lonely out on a farm if you're row cropping or working by yourself. That's not a very fun way of working. So I think this form of agriculture is something that's here to stay.
Audrey Brinkers, an IU campus garden coordinator, attended Allen's talk and garden tour.
I think it's definitely good for a lot of our members who see gardening on campus but don't really see that as part of a broader community or any sort of broader community change. And so having someone here to talk about how it could have real effects and lasting effects and broad effects rather than just students growing food for themselves and for a couple of dining facilities, I think is definitely an inspiration for a lot of people coming out.
Bloomington resident Joel Grant also attended Allen's visit.
I was really glad I had time to stop by just to eavesdrop and participate. I was glad to have it. I didn't know for sure what time he was coming by here today, so I just thought, I was like, oh, I got a little time, so I'll come by and see if I can catch him. It's a good time.
I almost was a student here, but campus was a little bit too long. And I love that Miami weather.
For Earth Eats, I'm Lauren Galapa.
Thank you so much.